Hello, and welcome to the Art of Intuition podcast. My name is Susan Jane, and I believe that trusting your intuition is the best way to live your life with meaning and purpose. Each week you will hear about how you can connect, develop, and trust your intuition through interviews with other guests and my own personal experiences. Join me to understand how your intuition can guide you towards a life full of meaning and loving purpose. Hello and welcome to the Voice of Intuition podcast. I'm Susan Jane, your host. And today we have lovely Tracy on and we're going to talk all about energy bodies. Now, people can refer to energy bodies in lots of different ways. And so we're going to get a better understanding on how Tracy looks at energy bodies and how they're restricting us from going forward and having a good life, you know, a life that we want to have. But before we go in and meet Tracy, I ask you to subscribe, like, or share the podcast so everyone else gets an understanding. And then we can go from there. I'm just about to bring Tracy in and we're going to learn, like I said, learn all about energy bodies. So welcome to the podcast, Tracy.
Thank you so much for having me. It's great to be here, Susan. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, I'm really looking forward to it. This is going to be really cool because you've got a particular healing technique called transmosis, which is what we're going to talk about. But before I get into that and before I get into actually understanding exactly what energy bodies are, I want to ask a little bit more about you, how you got to where you are today. So I'd love a little bit more on your background story.
Well, I have always worked in corporate America, you know, just regular everyday life, working full time, married, all of that. But I always had an interest in intuition, in healing. And I think part of it is kind of like I just wanted to be the best person that I could be. So I was always studying and learning new techniques and methods of meditation and going deep within and trusting myself. That was the biggest thing for me, was learning how to trust myself. Because I kind of made it up that the rest of the world knows what they're doing and I don't.
I absolutely agree with you. Yes. Right? I just thought I was going crazy and everyone else had their shit together.
You know? Exactly. And then I find out that's not true.
Yeah. So what was the catalyst? Because are you still working in corporate?
No, I stopped and did early retirement April 2021. And then I started doing this full time because I always did it on the side, you know, on the weekends or in the evenings and working with my family and things like that. And I would promote, you know, and say, hey, I do Reiki, I do Theta healing, I do Access Consciousness. And I would teach classes, you know, in Access Consciousness. And there were just many modalities that I did. But one day I was driving to work and I was at a stop sign. I was living in Colorado at the time. And I heard, call Vicky. And I'm like, no, I'm not calling Vicky. So I didn't follow my intuition, which is silly. But a week later, it happened again. So I said, fine, I will call Vicky. Well, she lived like catty corner from the little stop sign where I was. And I called her and her outgoing message said, hi, friends, we're out camping right now. If you want an energy clearing, call Jean. So I went ahead and called Jean and I had an energy clearing from Jean. And what was so cool for me was this experience that I had with the energy clearing gave structure and form to what I was doing naturally. Because whether it was Reiki or any kind of energy work, the common denominator with me was to share what I hear and what I see. So I never really thought of myself as psychic or intuitive, kind of like a fish in water. You just don't really know unless there's some contrast. But as I continued to learn many energy work modalities, I realized that I kind of have a gift for this. And it's actually really interesting for me. And again, it helps me trust my own intuition. So if I can help others, then I'm helping myself because we're all one.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I love that. And I can really resonate with that because I did the same. I learned a lot of different modalities and things that
we didn't have internet like we do now. So we learned a lot through books or through friends or going to workshops, and you learned a lot. But again, you may not have had that structure, and you may not have had that clear understanding. I remember doing, I had no idea what I was doing. I'd done massage and everything else. I've done a lot of courses, but I remember sort of over one, and I'll call it a body because I can't remember if it was a male or a female or anything, but I remember this body laying there and I've gone, I need to do this. And I started just putting my hands over them, just following my intuition, didn't know then, like you say, being a fish, you just don't realize you're not breathing air. You're sucking in water and doing it that way. So I just started doing this. I had no idea what I was doing. But when I found out, I don't know, years down the track, that Reiki does it this way, and I was like, wow, that's what I was doing without having that structure or understanding.
Right.
But when you're doing some of that energy work, and I know when I'm using my palms, with the chakras in my palms, sometimes you're drawing energy out, and other times you're drawing in it, you're pushing energy in. And that's what I found really interesting too with that.
Right.
But I want to know a little bit more about you. Sorry, because I've gone off tangent. Whoops.
Oh, sorry.
So you're already in work.
Yeah.
You're still working, and you're doing, this was your sidekick to start with. So what was that? What was that like? What was that all about?
Wow, it is so hard to come out and say, this is authentically who I am and this is what I do. And when you try, or when I tried to talk about energy is invisible. So it's kind of hard to talk about, you know, I don't want people to think I'm woo-woo, or because it's actually really sacred. It's actually the essence of everything, of what we are, whether it's on the outer, you know, what we see with our eyes open, or if it's on the inner, like when you meditate or contemplate or dream or imagine, just like when your parents used to read you a story, you know, they might be describing a red barn in the woods and you see it a certain way in your own mind's eye. And your mom might be seeing it in a different way if your mom was reading a story that was in the book. So it's all about imagination. It's kind of like opening up the door to what else is possible. And I first learned energy work back in a long time ago, because I'm old, in 1983. And I was studying A Course in Miracles with this neighborhood woman with a small group of people every Sunday night. And if you've ever studied A Course in Miracles, it's kind of killing your ego. It's spiritual psychotherapy, you know, and it kills your ego, and you don't know what, you know, it changes everything because you look at the world different. And her name was Diet. And she said, hey, you might want to take Reiki. So I took Reiki, and that started.
Hang on a minute, Tracy. Hang on. I've just got to take, I don't mean to be rude.
Okay.
I just want to take you back, because I've got the book called A Course in Miracles.
Yeah.
And as you've said it, people don't, when I first heard A Course in Miracles, I thought it was a course you took. I didn't realize it was a book, and that's what's the course in the book.
Yes. Yes.
So I just wanted to let people know that what you were doing then with this other lady, what was it, once a week?
Yep.
Was actually from a book. And you sit down on the book and you go through each. It's got 365, hasn't it?
Yes.
If I remember rightly. And the pages almost feel like the Bible, because it's got that beautiful soft. When the book I bought was really good, was really that the expensive one, it was beautiful. It's just like, oh, it's got this lovely soft paper. But anyway, sorry. So I just wanted to bring you back there, because people may not know that A Course in Miracles is actually a book you can purchase. So you were learning with this lady. Sorry, I keep going now. Sorry.
No, it's fine. Basically, you know, like what you said, you do, there's 365 lessons in this workbook. And so, you know, we'd all agree to start on day one and read the first lesson and digest it, and then read the next day, read the next lesson. So it was like a spiritual discipline and a practice. And then on the Sunday nights that we got together, we would talk about, oh my God, what do you mean nothing in this room means anything, or, you know, exists and things like that? Because it would really tap into your belief systems. And for those that have not heard of A Course in Miracles, it was channeled book by two psychotherapists, that one was an atheist and didn't have any of this, and supposedly it's Jesus coming through this person who didn't have that affiliation at all. And it turned into a movement. And it changes your life. It changes the way that you look at the world. And it talks a lot about forgiveness. It talks a lot about love and how that everything that we see in our physical world outside of ourselves necessarily isn't truth. It's not reality. Mm. And that's what makes you weird it out. And you need to have a group to talk about it, I think. At least it really helped us, you know, to try and get clear on it. And helped me, I think it helped me remember. And I say remember because it's like we are born and we are kind of close to source or spirit or God when we're young and children, and we see the world as innocent and beautiful. And then we kind of get tainted as we go through school and have experiences and things like that. And we start to forget who we really are, that we are a child of God. You know, basically we are spirit. We are a divine human. Mm. And I kind of like the divine part a little bit more than the human part. You know, and I guess humans might think about their shadow self, right? You know, they don't like to identify with their weaknesses and things like that. And the divine part of us is that loving, you know, forgiving piece of us. I grew up in Northern Virginia, which is just outside of Washington, D.C., where the federal government is and such. And the traffic there is crazy. And so it was very helpful to be studying A Course in Miracles while I worked and lived there, because you're driving down the road and all of a sudden somebody cuts you off and you're like, oh, I forgive you. You must be late for work. You know, it kind of helped you with the way that you looked at the world.
And it was and it's like the opposite to road rage, isn't it?
Exactly. So it kind of softens your heart. And I remember one day I had a dream, and in the dream, I said to myself, in the dream, I remember talking to someone standing on some stairs, and I said, you know, I really liked my life better when I thought that way, meaning the way that the Course in Miracles has you consider, you know, yeah, being in the world. So yeah, we would study the Course in Miracles. And then she told me, hey, you might want to take Reiki. And so I did that attunement. And they say, if you don't use it, you lose it. So I thought, well, since I haven't been practicing it, I lost it. So like 10 years later, I took it again. And then I realized I didn't need to take it again. Just yeah, like you said, Susan, that you were doing your hands over, you were working your hands over someone and it was Reiki, but you hadn't even been formally attuned. So you probably never lost it. You know, we all have that ability to heal.
Yes, yes. And I think these courses, the attunements and things like that, they just sort of reiterate it again, and they just sort of go, well, hang on, you've got it. And it gives you that bit of confidence. And I guess I didn't have that. I mean, I had a lot of clients come through and do the healing work with them. But I never, you know, they asked me what you were doing. I was doing, at least if you do a Reiki course, you can turn around and say, it's Reiki. But I couldn't say anything like that. I just said, oh, I don't know, I do weird stuff.
right. Just following my intuition. And that's key, is to be that connected to your own intuition, to your own inner life. That's yes, to be able to offer the authentic part of you, of who you really are. And I think that people are more attuned to being, you know, a healer or a teacher or a physicist. You know, it just depends on our makeup and what we chose to do in this lifetime. I kind of believe that we do have choice. But I also think that we sometimes come here, like myself, can't come to Earth to clean up any right or wrongs that I did in the past. And so I kind of went through the school of hard knocks. I kind of believed in the outer world. I kind of believed that if I got my job at Xerox and I, you know, I worked in the business world and it was like, walk with me, talk with me and all that kind of stuff, that I would be happy. And the truth was, I wasn't being true to myself. And that's what I'm doing now, is that I'm not pretending anymore. Because in corporate America, you don't go around saying, hey, you know, I had this dream last night and it came true, or, you know, whatever. You just don't go there. Or at least I didn't. I had discrimination, you know, I knew better. But I was also kind of like suppressing part of me, like who I really am, because those gifts weren't exactly welcomed and encouraged in a business setting, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. I call it coming out of my spiritual closet.
There you go.
I think, you know, people, they look at it, the coming out of the closet in the sexual context and that side of it. I can really resonate with you, Tracy, because I was the same. I was a bit hesitant in actually saying what I do or what I did.
Right.
And you sort of had to almost justify it, which was really quite challenging. But yeah, in the end, I ended up saying I do vibrational work, I do energy healing. That was what I came to. And that's where I want to go to now, because I want to understand what energy bodies are, because your transmosis healing is all about clearing these energy bodies. So what are energy bodies?
Well, first of all, I want to share where the word transmosis came from, because I was actually doing Reiki on a client and I had my hands on her torso. And in my mind's ear, I guess, I heard transmosis. And I'm like, what is that? And I wrote it down on the whiteboard that was behind me. And I would ask everybody, what is transmosis? What, you know, channelers, whoever would know. And nobody knew. So I started looking up the word, like trans for transformation, you know, transmutation. What does trans mean? And then osmosis. So transmosis, what does this mean? And so nobody could tell me. So I finally got it myself. I asked Spirit, what does this mean? And I don't talk like this, so I like to read it because it was very specific. Transmosis is an unconscious transfer and assimilation of higher energies to raise the recipient's energy to equal the source energy. And to me, source is God, or, you know, yes, where we came from.
Yes.
So that was sort of really broad brushstroke, and it kind of made sense, because whether I was doing Reiki or healing touch or any kind of hands-on, I would always, my unique thing was to share what I hear and what I see. So I never really realized that, I guess, I'm clairaudient, or I get in impressions. So it's somewhat like, transmosis is somewhat like soul homeopathy or spiritual hygiene. So going into the bodies, like we have a physical body, right? But we're not just physical. That's like 1% of who we are. We also have other bodies that look just like us, but they are right next to us. So my physical body, then we have a supraphysical body, which is like the aura, like right next to you. And then you have an astral body, which is your emotional body. Then next to that is the causal body. And some people have never heard of a causal body. Like, you've heard of cause and effect. Well, the causal body is kind of like the body where all of our memories, our past life memories, are stored and housed. And then you have your mental body, which is your mind. The causal body and the mental body and the etheric body are all of the mind, but they're in higher frequencies, if you will. The etheric body is like your higher mind, your higher self. And then after that is your soul body. And what I find so interesting is that they're always depicted like a rainbow, like in layers outside of you.
Yeah.
But they're really inner bodies. They're really on the inside. But we always depict them as outer bodies.
Yes.
So what happens, I took a course called Multidimensional Body Balancing or Spirit Mending. And basically the premise of this work is that you need to heal the soul, because everything has soul, the cells, the tissues, everything has soul and spirit. And if you heal the soul, then healing occurs. So you give the soul what it needs and healing happens. And so what I've learned is that 80% of the time when we have a wound or a disconnect, a trauma, something happened in our life that we remember, what happens is that the energy of the cells get stuck in the past and they think it's still in the past. So they're kind of like still reliving the trauma or the abuse or falling down and scratching your knee when you're a little kid kind of a thing. And what this energy work does is that it releases the cellular trauma. This is so not technical, but it's like if we had graph paper all around us, you know, like with the lines and intersecting, like matrix around us, I kind of visualize energies that get stuck like little globs of energy that get stuck in those little intersections? And is it going to be in your nervous system of the astral body? You know, there's so many bodies, so many levels and layers and dimensions and timelines. And there's 80% of the time, these traumas get stuck in the nervous system, the endocrine system, which are your ductless glands, like your thyroid, your adrenal, your pancreas. And then there's the chakra system. So 80% of the time, wounds and disconnects happen there. And so how do you find them? You know? So what I do is I ask the person that I get to work with and to serve, hey, what do you want to work on physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually? And they'll tell me. But then I got to the point where I was working down in Albuquerque, which is an hour south of Santa Fe, New Mexico, where I live. And these people would say, oh, I don't care, whatever spirit says, you know, and it's like, wait, I want to really give you what you need, because they didn't know, they were unconscious. So all the work that I did, I put on 1 8.5 by 11 inch piece of paper. So is it endocrine? Is it chakra? Is it astral body? Is it, you know, DNA on your father's side of the family and how many generations back? I mean, I just have everything. I call it a map. And then what I do is I call you in, let's say, Susan, and I call you in and I ask for 100% pure divine light guidance for you. I call in your guides of 100% pure divine light. And that was the thing that I didn't know. I always thought that I was working like with Saint Germain or the Great White Brotherhood and all that. I thought that they were pure. But my very first energy clearing, Vicky called in 100% pure divine light guidance, and she waited. And I'm like, what's going on? And she said, I'm waiting for the changing of the guard. And I was like, oh, I thought I was working with high vibe, but apparently you have to say it. Call in 100% pure divine light.
Yes, you have to. Yes.
But it wasn't.
Yeah. That's how I talk about when I talk about intuition, and when we talk about psychics can be getting information from other spirit or other areas. But when you're intuitive, when you're actually really tuning into your intuition, you're getting it from direct source. It's 100% yes. Divine white light.
Yes.
And that's where I say there's the difference. You know, clairvoyance psychics and things like that, they're great, but they've got to filter it through another spirit or another entity, and then it gets filtered through whoever's doing it.
Yep.
And it goes passed on to the person. So it's going through two filters. Whereas when you're following your intuition, it's direct source. It's like, bang, that's it. It's done.
Yep. Yeah.
So I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah. You got to call in 100% pure divine light to really get the truth, because there's trickery out there, like you were saying.
Yes.
One time I took a course and it was called the Dreamwalker course, and it was in Colorado. And basically you would assist people like a medium to escort them after when they were in the process of dying. And then you escort them across the bridge, the Rainbow Bridge. And I heard my stepfather's voice like in my head. And he was kind of like from the South. He'd go, hi, honey, you know, kind of talk like that. And I remember someone taught me that you have the spiritual law is if you ask three times, they have to tell you the truth. And I remember asking, are you really Joe? And they go, yeah. And I said, are you really Joe? And it's like, mm-hmm. And it's like, are you really Joe? And then there was silence. And I'm like, be gone. You got to go. You can't fool me. You know? Yeah. So you really got to protect yourself. There is light and dark, right? And the light always prevails. In my opinion, the light always prevails. That's my experience.
Absolutely.
The dark is like, you know, it exists. I kind of think that might be what makes our universe structured, like the light and the dark.
Duality.
Yeah. And so the dark could be like level 9 to 1. And then the light would be level 10, and it's always going to prevail. And sometimes people, through their DNA, their ancestry, their parents could have had a traumatic experience or something happened. And like we talked about in the beginning, like something attached to you, a glob of energy, and you don't even know it's there. And you want to be really present you know, you're working on being present, but you have no clue that in the background, there's this glob of energy that is lowering your frequency that you're not even aware of. And so those could be patterns. Those could be behaviors that you think is you, your behavior, because it's coming through you, but it's actually not. You're actually being influenced by a lower frequency. So that's what's so cool about this work, is that you can clean that up by asking. You just ask, show me what this person needs.
So Tracy, before I go any further too, I just wanted to, I've got the little ticker tape going down the bottom. I just want to let the podcast listeners know, if you want to connect with Tracy, and it's Tracy with an E. Her website is www.tracey, and it's Wittet.
Yes.
Is that pronounced right? Yes. So it's WHITTET.com.
Right.
So that's if you want to connect with Tracy. And you want to connect with Tracy.
I sure do.
Okay, so what I want to get a bit of an understanding now. What you just said before was really interesting, because you're sort of saying that your behaviors and things like that can be reflective of these other globs of energy that you could be, that it could have attracted themselves to you, or you have experienced trauma and you're holding on to them. What are some of those signs that tell us that maybe there is a lot of baggage, the energy baggage on us? What are some of the signs that will give us that idea to go, oh, okay, I think I need to get something done with this?
Sometimes people have physical ailments that they've had for a long time, or that they inherited from their parents. They could have depression. They could have dark thoughts. They could have, I'm thinking of a client that I had who has a lot of reoccurring headaches and things like that. And I'm going to say, and people don't love this, but we are responsible for ourselves. And yes. I want to support and help anyone that I can. But what I like to do is empower people so that we can clean up our own energy, our own self. Spiritual hygiene. I mean, every day I brush my teeth, you know, take a shower. And then every morning during meditation, I connect with myself. And it's about returning to wholeness. So I guess if someone has a repetitive pattern, they attract the same kind of partner in life that isn't necessarily into their highest and greatest good. There are things like that show up that possibly could be cleared through this energy work, especially if that's what you want. If you know, like there was a woman that I worked with recently, and she heard me on a podcast, which was way cool. So I didn't know her. And she filled out my form, physical, emotional, mental, spiritual, what do you want to work on? And she had a whole bunch of physical things to work on. And one of them was to stop eating these four foods. And she only ate them once a week, but she loved them. She treasured them because it was like Christmas for her. And she was really having a hard time detaching from not eating these foods, even though it would help her physically. And it was so interesting through working with clearing out the DNA ancestry of her mother and her father many generations back. Sometimes what happens is they'll show me a scene in my mind's eye, and I just describe what I hear and I see. And that's almost like taking dictation. And in this case, basically, it was like a scene from maybe crucifixion time, like mm-hmm. on a hill with crosses and stuff.
Yep.
So I wondered if on her father's side of the family, if perhaps there was some religious prosecution going on. And then we worked in her causal body, which as I said, is about the past lives and things like that. And there was another theme that kind of showed up. Long story short, you can't make this stuff up. But those four foods, it was nothing to do with the foods. It had to do with her relationship with her mom that she wanted to connect with, because she felt disconnected from her mom, who isn't on this plane anymore. She had passed away. But what the epiphany was for this client was she realized that those foods were like symbols of what she really needed and wanted, which was connection with her mom energetically and to know that she was loved. I mean, I never would have thought that with my own mind, how to come up with that. And through kind of like a soul journey and a soul story, it came out and there was a healing that occurred because we uncovered this pattern and I didn't do it. It's like, I would call in your guides, my guides of 100% pure divine light. And then I asked to be shown. And then I just go, it's kind of like a story and I record it on the phone. And then I send the audio file to the person so they don't have to like take notes and be totally present and they can listen to it again later. And hopefully it goes even deeper.
Wow. Oh, so you can do, you don't have to be at present with you. You can do this.
This was on Zoom. Yep.
Yeah.
And it's kind of nice on Zoom because then when you go really deep, you don't have to get up and drive and do all of that. You know, you can just rest in the energy some more.
Yes. Yes. And that it can be quite challenging too. And also the other thing, and I don't know whether people realize this, the less you know about somebody, the better information comes through. Because you get that information and all you can do is say, you can't put any analytics with it. You've got to sort of go, this is what I'm saying. I have no idea what it means.
Right.
This is what I'm saying. And you just put it all forward.
Yes. Yeah. And it's not us doing it, at least with the work that I do. It's the light. And what is so interesting is that we are so powerful and we forget that. So the spoken word, you know, we can direct. We can get suggestions from spirit, work on the nervous system of the astral body. Mm-hmm. But then we use the light tools like the violet consuming flame. It'll consume all those rips, tears, cracks, all those non-beneficial frequencies that might be stuck in the past in a certain body or organ, et cetera. And then once you clear it with the light, you want to fill it back up with liquid golden light to heal and seal it. So that nothing else can come in to take its place because the universe loves a vacuum. And then you anchor and hold it with divine protection. So there's these lovely phrases that when you say them and command them and speak them, they happen. And the reason I know this is I have a friend who's clairvoyant, a true clairvoyant. She sees energy with her eyes open. And she was my client. And everything that I was guided to say, because I usually have my eyes closed, was happening. She could see it. So that was like such a great confirmation for me because it's, again, trust is my issue. It's like, is this really helping people, you know?
So, yes, yes. And you do wonder, don't you? And then you get the client that comes back and you sort of go, oh, maybe I'm doing something right. Okay.
You know, I had a women's group and a couple of the women were my clients. And I said, you know, if this work is so great, how come people don't come back? And they go, Tracy, I saw you 11 months ago and I'm still integrating that information that came through. And I'm like, oh, okay. Thanks. Cause I didn't know. I assume that you guys have it all going on and I don't.
And Tracy, it goes the other way too. Like they're coming back. So you think, oh, that's good. There's, you know, I'm doing something right. They're coming back and you think, oh, I'm not fixing them. You sort of go, huh, I don't know. What's going on here?
Right. Why am I not getting to the root cause? Because I have this idea in my mind, like, how did Jesus do that? How did he put the ear back on just like that, you know, in an instant? I would love to be able to help someone like that. But at the same time, I really would rather help people do this for themselves.
Yes.
You know, and teach people how to do it. And I found out that not everybody wants to learn this. Everybody else, some people want you to do it for them.
You've got the people that want to take the pill and get the easy fix, and you've got others that will do the work and go that way. And that's horses for courses. And that, I would rather have somebody come to me because they want to come to me and they want to work on it and they want to get the understanding. I'm certainly not going to force myself on anybody.
No.
I totally get that. But it's really funny how you think, because you sort of think, wow, that was really good, or that, you know, and then they come back and you think, oh shit, have I done it wrong? Or they come back and you think, oh, that's good, we're working on it.
Right. And sometimes there's lots of layers. It took a while for that particular ailment to show up, you know, whether it's thoughts, feelings, emotions that are constantly thought about and practiced, that it kind of like solidifies it. And so I know I know nothing. I know that.
I'm happy to say, hey, it's not me. I'm just here.
I just work here.
Yeah, exactly. I'm the conduit. That's it.
Exactly.
And the other aspect is too that you can't be. I shouldn't say you can't be, I suppose you can be, but I don't see it being beneficial to be completely healed of everything all at once, because we've had these energy bodies stuck on us. We've had these traumas for reasons, and we need to allow them to let go. We need to let them go when the time is right for us, when we have that understanding, because until we do that, you know, that like you said, the lady that came to you and she with these four foods that she just couldn't stop eating, she was ready to let go. She opened her mind, and of course, this links back to how I look at intuition. You have to ask, you receive, and then you action. So she asked for your help. She received it, and then it can become an action then. And that's what I see. If people, I never go to anyone and say, do you want a healing? Well, I never used to. I don't do healings as much anymore. But my palms would go blotchy red. And I knew that there was somebody around that would want a healing, but maybe not asking. So I'd open it up for that conversation.
Interesting.
So yes, it was really funny. But I want to also, before I go any further, I want to talk about the book, because Tracy's got a book out. It's called The Magi Within. And it's Unlocking the Gifts of the Inner Self by Tracy Whittet. Now, what is this? Because, well, I know because I've already looked it up and had it. But I want you to tell us, because the people are going to love this. This is really cool.
Yeah, it's basically a woman came to me and said, hey, I know this astrologer, and we want to do a project together and wanted you to be part of it. So honestly, there were four of us that we're going to do a project together. And we weren't sure what we were going to do, because I'm a co-author. There's two other authors. And the one that brought us all together ended up not doing anything with it any longer. So basically, The Magi Within is about the three wise women that brought through information. It's basically a workbook that is A through Z, chapter A through Z. And we teach people how to go within and connect to their inner self. And we coined that the inner magi, which is basically connecting with your intuition. So A is awareness, B is bliss, you know, K is kindness. And each chapter in the book is like you would just open the book like an oracle automatically and see what page it opened to. And then maybe you would be with K for kindness that day. And there's four questions that we ask in the beginning of each chapter that expands the energy. And that's access consciousness work that I've studied as well. When you ask an open-ended question, it expands the energy. And so we ask these questions about, let's say, kindness in this example. And then people who choose to work with their intuition would notice and be with the energy of kindness all day that day. And notice if someone cut them off in traffic, you know, what their reaction is, are they kind or not or whatever. But we also did artwork because we used Google images and you can't do that with copyright. So then we painted the artwork that's in each chapter. And that artwork also activates the energy of kindness in this example. In kindness, the picture was basically flowers, just flowers with these beautiful, and it's just acrylic paint and it's very simple, but it's the energy behind it because we used our own process. We went within and we said, okay, show me what awareness looks like. It's like, how do you draw awareness, you know? And I would see like celery green as the background. And then my other friend would see like, you know, light coming out of the spiritual eye. And so the three of us wrote the book together. We had a template. So each of us wrote different chapters and we had our own little phrases that would come through. Plus we would quote people like X factors. Like, what do we, oh, can I show you really quick? I got to show you this. Oh my gosh. So I took the artwork and I went to Vistaprint and I made it into a calendar. So it's like, here's X factor. And it's, what does it say? Materialize your talents. So everybody has their own.
Sorry, for the people on the podcast, the X Factor has got this lovely green background. Can you show me again? Sorry, Tracy. So it's got a lovely green background. So like, it's a, like you say, a celery green. It's got a almost the color of my logo, this like peach, apricot, no, peach, brownie. Yep. Cross, and then it's got a black and a gray cross over it. So it looks like a dimensional cross.
Yes, it's an X.
Yes, sorry, cross X. Yeah, I mean an X, yeah, not a cross.
And so we would quote people that had to do with like X Factor, and who came to mind was Simon Cowell. It's like the quote was something like, "You're a saucy little thing, aren't you?" Oh, it was just fun. And so we would write a chapter and people would use it. And you know, the book is available on Amazon, but I offer it for free as a PDF. You'd have to print it out if you want to. You just go to the website, tracywittit.com, and you can get a free copy of the book, or you can have your own workbook and get it on Amazon, whatever you like. But it's designed to connect you to yourself, because that's what causes fragments, disconnections. We want to return to wholeness. So this is all about bringing people inward and whole. And then if you need a little help, we can do the energy work to clean it up. But then I want to teach you through that process how to do it yourself. And I'm working on a course, but it's not ready yet.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool. Because I feel the same. I do the flower readings, and it's not like I want to do flower readings. I want to teach people, because it's their goals in life and it's empowering them. It's not about, you know, keeping on going to some guru and sort of getting all your information from them. If that person you're going to is actually encouraging you to step up and do it yourself, then that's the right person to be going to.
Yes. I'm not into creating dependency and all of that. It's I really want to empower others to do this for themselves. If you brush your teeth and you take a shower, you can also do your own energy clearing.
I absolutely agree. Absolutely. But Tracy, we're getting towards the end of our time. Have you got any little, I want to just do your website one more time before we go. So it is www.tracy with an E, T-R-A-C-E-Y, Whittit, W-H-I-T-T-E-E. .com, but it'll be in the link down the bottom. Have you got any last little tidbits that you want to share with us?
Oh, I don't want to sound like a school marm, but you know, homework would be to watch and notice your own thoughts, feelings, and emotions and take responsibility for them, but not necessarily in a negative way. It's just notice that, because you are the only person that you can control. You're the only person that you can affect. And really the first step in healing is your attitude, because an attitude is like a fixed condition in the mind. And if we change that perspective just a little bit, because most of life is all about perspective and how we see things and interpret things. And if we can just kind of like move 1 degree over and see it a little bit different, that it might change your life. And always call in 100% pure divine light. That's really important. Really important.
I love that bit. I love that bit, because straight away you're protected no matter what. It doesn't matter what happens after that. You've got yourself that protection. So yes. And it's doing it in a positive manner too. So that's really, really brilliant. I love that. Guys, you need to connect with Tracy and have a look.
Thanks.
So thank you so much for being on the show. That was really good. And I think we really got a clearer understanding of what you see as energy bodies and what, because to start with, you're talking about, I loved how you sort of went, we see them in pictures as going external, but in the reality, they are actually internal. And that's the part that I thought was really, really clever. I really liked how you explained that. And these traumas and situations and stuff like that can happen on all those different levels.
Yes.
So yeah, if you can clear that baggage, you're going to have a lot easier, or not easier, yeah, easier life.
Yeah, you just get through it easier. You're clearer. You see.
Yeah, clearer. You deal with it better, don't you?
Make better choices, because you're not coming from the past of trauma or sadness or whatever. Mm. It's kind of like I see them like little cells, and we're just washing them clean with light. Kind of like photosynthesis in the plant world, you know, they eat light and they grow. Yeah. And so do we. And we just, you know, it's like cleaning up all the cobwebs and the little shadows and just cleaning it all up and then moving forward and being empowered and having the best life you can have.
Yeah. Cool. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thanks.
Stay there, because I want to chat with you in a minute. Okay. I will do what I have to do first. Yes, because that's the end. We're coming to the end of the show. Thank you. For those who are new, jumped on board today, welcome on board. I should have probably said that earlier. Thank you for being with us. If you'd like to share or subscribe or like the podcast, we would be absolutely delighted. You can also connect if you want to get some free flower readings. You can also connect with me on Intuitive Personal Development on the Facebook group. So Intuitive Personal Development with Susan Jane. And we can do free flower readings. It's really quite fun. I do that weekly, just as a little bit of fun. But that's it for me today. Let me get the buttons pressed properly, and I will say see you next week. Bye for now.